Back here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. It is 9:20. Yeah, we're talking with Dr. Robert Smith, Fort Riley Museum Complex Director, about all the exciting events going on out there. They've got, of course, the renovation underway, temporary museum getting set to open real soon. And we were talking off air here that there's some they're excited because they're actually having some events coming up here real soon, because there haven't been a lot of those here in 2020, but Veterans Day is just around the corner, and that's a big one that's just about a month away.
Oh, that's correct, Brandon. We're actually putting an exhibit in the Manhattan Dream Car Museum here in preparation for Veterans Day. It's going to be our what we call our Traveling Bro Show, Big Red One Show, and it consists of mannequins, different items in historical items in cases, and also a photo exhibit of the division from 1917 all the way up to the current time period. And so we're really excited about working with them this year. They've also invited me to come and speak to them on the 14th of November on a Saturday, and I'm going to be talking about the history of military vehicles and how the Army has developed military vehicles in the 20th century, especially World War I and World War II. So we're really excited about that. We also have an exhibit in the Manhattan Town Center, and that is a toy soldier exhibit. And so we're real pleased about that. And then in November, we're working with the division here in commemorating the 75th anniversary of the Nuremberg tribunals that began, and the 1st Infantry Division, the 18th Infantry Regiment of the division, was instrumental in guarding the Nazi war criminals. And we have here at Fort Riley an actual Nuremberg jail door that was housed one of the high Nazi criminals. And so we're commemorating that, and we're going to be doing and working with the division in creating a video commemorating that event that will probably be disseminated through the Army system. So we've been very busy with that. Also, we have been actively, while the museum's been closed, actively adding to our collection of interesting artifacts. One of the artifacts I'm really, really excited about getting is a flag, a 48-star American flag that came ashore with the 1st Infantry Division during the invasion of North Africa. And it was carried by the soldiers in North Africa, and then it was eventually turned over to Major General Terry Allen, who commanded the division in North Africa, and he used it to identify his car. We have also added to it, Terry Allen was a very, very colorful figure during the Second World War with the division, served, commanded the division in North Africa and in Sicily, and we have a number of his artifacts. We have his pistol belt, his helmet, his flag, and one of the items that I'm really, really pleased having is I have his dog tags. And dog tags, if you read them very carefully, his wife's address is on that dog tag, notifying next of kin, and it is quarters five here at Fort Riley. So he has both a Fort Riley and a first ID collection, which I'm very pleased having. We also have another artifact, which is called the Lafayette Desk, which we acquired a couple of years ago, but it's going to be on display in the new museum. And that was the desk given to the general, the commanding general of the 1st Division, 1st Infantry Division in World War I, in appreciation for serving in France. And it's a very ornate desk. It's over 100 years old, and it was used by the commanding generals of the division in the 1920s, 30s, and 40s. So a lot of history there. So we're real pleased with these new artifacts that have come in.
Yeah, those all sound great. And We were talking, I know, earlier about an exciting project you have with the museum, putting a vehicle together. And part of it, as I understand, is already on the second floor.
We have a World War II Jeep, which is going to be on the second floor of the new museum, and we have we've started to take it apart. We decided that taking it apart in small chunks, we could actually get it up onto the second floor. But and we have accomplished that. The hood, the windshield, the mirrors, the seats, all of the manageable items, we get up on the. We're going to get up on the second floor. But we still have the chassis and the engine, and we're debating whether or not to take that up the stairs or actually take a window out of the museum and craning it up and then hauling it through the window. And then we will reassemble it on the second floor because it's going to be part of our World War II diorama. I don't know if you've ever seen, but these Jeeps can be taken apart rather easily. There's a Canadian video out there where the Canadian Army takes their Jeep apart inside a minute, but we aren't that experienced, and so it's taking us some time.
Wow. And I don't know if that was that ever a thing that was necessary for military in the past, a need to take it apart, or is that just specifically for this kind of purpose?
As I understand from the Jeep experts I've been working with, is that the Jeeps were actually sent overseas during World War II in crates and then assembled at their arrival point overseas. And what I found out is they do come apart rather, they're not a really overcomplicated vehicle. But I will say this, there's sure a lot of bolts in that Jeep.
I'll bet there are, yeah, quite a bit. Well, and museums, of course, aren't static. I know you're always looking for artifacts. Is there anything you've received lately or hope to receive in the near future?
Well, we're always looking. I have a wish list we are part of the Fort Riley Museums is part of the Army's 63 other Army museums throughout the, throughout the world, and we have a dedicated database, and so we can actually look for and request and find artifacts that are more suited to what we call our storyline, the story we want to tell, and so we have a number of different museum directors that work together to find the perfect artifacts for the museum. We have one in particular that we have here at the Cav Museum, at the Cavalry Museum, is an 1853 Dragoon jacket and matching headgear. And we know of only two in existence, and we have the one here, and the other is at the Smithsonian. And so there is a lot of back and forth, you know, finding the perfect artifacts to fit that museum.
All right. And then lastly, what about some research opportunities that you guys have had lately?
Well, we have a very, very complete archive here and library and a photo archive. And we work very closely with a number of authors, scholars. We work very closely with the History Department at K-State, offering research opportunities for students and faculty to come out here and use our archives. We've had a number, previously we've had a number of very noteworthy scholars that have come through here, have published, and used our archives for their publication. And so we're always welcoming scholars to come through here. We also work with the Command and General Staff College at Leavenworth. And have their students come through working on their thesis papers. And we're always welcoming them. And if scholars wish to, you know, avail themselves to our research, just give us a call here, and we can set up a time.
All right. Well, it's always a pleasure, Dr. Smith. We're always fascinated to learn more about the museum, and we'll look forward to talking to you again real soon.
Sounds great, Brandon, and we're still here.
Absolutely. Well, right. Talk to you next time. Thanks.
Thank you so much.
All right, stay tuned. We'll have more in focus with the Manhattan Public Library up next.